I'm talking to Susie, owner-operator of Interdependence Natural Foods at 20819A, number 5, Sedona there. And Susie's got a degree in experiential education and eco-psychology. I guess it's eco, right? It's eco-psychology. And she's got some wonderful experience in being able to create a store where things are really healthy. But Susie, the thing that I love about your store so much is the fact that you have exciting, lovable, healthy snacks and food that make it easy to be healthy. So how do you go about doing that?
I think you just follow your taste buds to a degree. And I mean, that, I guess you can't blanket say that because there's a lot of yummy things that aren't so agreeable to the body. But I guess maybe because I feel like I'm checked into my body and what feels good, and then I just follow what tastes good from there. So that can be a lot of the things that we are used to, like chocolate and carby, you know, satisfying things, fatty satisfying things. It's just we want those good sweeteners and those good fats and those organic pesticide-free options.
That's very, very important, isn't it? And you said, actually, you said quite a bit in that statement, Susie. You want to tune into your body, you said, and see what feels good to your body. Now, I think that's probably, you know, we could do a whole half hour just talking about that. Because sure. when we're under stress, and we all are, I think, pretty much these days under stress, unless you're, you know, just staying home or in retreat somewhere or something, you know, maybe you're retired and you're happy. But if you're doing work and running around these days, it's kind of stressful. And the thing is, I think sometimes we just tune out our body because we sometimes don't like the way we feel. So, I mean, I think that the first thing you said there, that's, it's really important that you tune into your body and find out how it feels. And did it, you seem very healthy. Was it an easy thing for you, or did you have to train yourself to do that?
Well, I think there are shallow cravings, which are, you know, maybe not the voice you want to listen to all the time. Mm-hmm. And then there's like a deeper, like, nutrient fulfilling craving.
Mm.
And I've, with me, you know, I have a sense before I eat something like, oh, that's going to feel really satisfying, like on a nutrifying level.
Mm.
And so I've kind of trained myself to follow that craving.
Yeah.
And that can taste really good too. So maybe that's, I need protein, you know, maybe that's, I need something really dense and, because I've been working really hard. Maybe I do need something with a little bit of like carb or sugar or natural sugar in it because, you know, my blood sugar is low and, you know, I don't want to just rely on that sugar, but to have a little bit in there, because my body is calling for it at the moment.
Yeah.
But then I just take the best options available. So that could be natural sugars. It could be, you know, a sweet potato sugars.
Yeah.
We call those complex carbs. It could be, you know, something yummy and desserty tasting that is sweetened with, you know, dates or an alternative sweetener or, you know, some raw honey or something. And it could even be something indulgent, like ice cream. But just I like things that are sweetened with alternative sweeteners to cane sugar, usually, just because it's a little, the sugar, you know, wobbles my blood sugar too much and stabilizes me. So I've just learned to focus on the fats and the proteins, and then to have a little bit here and there to balance it out, the sugars.
Well, I remember when I was talking to someone who knew someone breaking a fast for Ramadan, that I guess one of the traditions in that Islamic religion is when you do the fast that you break the fast with dates. And I hadn't heard that before. And I noticed when I was in your store that you had the kind of most amazing date treat I had ever seen in my life. And I went, oh my gosh, I think I need a stash of those. I think I'd go on a fast all day long easily if I knew I was coming off the fast. Tell us about that little date treat you've got there.
Yeah, I think those are called French squirrels. Is that what you have?
Yes.
Yeah, a date that has almond butter or peanut butter in it, and then is dipped in chocolate with a little sea salt on top.
Yes.
You could do worse.
Where did you find those things? What's the name of them again?
French squirrels.
French squirrels. A strange name.
Yeah.
And nothing to do with the squirrel. I mean, I'm trying to figure out where did that come from. But so so it's an interesting little treat. Explain what that is and how that came about and how you found that.
Oh, I just, you know, I keep an eye out for vendors that sell things that are clean. There are a few standards that I have for what I look for. And this one was just, you know, simple ingredients from Whole Foods, like from fruits and nuts and chocolate. And so it was clean and it was organic and it's a great treat.
You know, I have found out because I mean, I do love dates. And unfortunately, I was for a long time going to Costco to get my dates, but they tasted hard and they were not easy to chew and they tasted stale. And I think sometimes people assume that you can get dates, you know, at a wholesale food place like that. But there is a difference between really good medjool dates and dates that have been sitting and shipped and have been maybe in storage for a long time, right?
Yeah. We're lucky we get ours in state because Arizona grows dates down in Yuma.
I didn't know that.
Fresh and awesome.
I'll never forget my first experience with dates was when I was driving to Palm Springs. And on the way to Palm Springs, I think I was 16 or something, 17. And there was a date shake place. There was a whole town you'd go through that did nothing but have those dates down there. And I mean, the first time I had a shake made of those dates, it was like heaven, right? Have you ever tried those?
I've had similar, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think I know where you're talking about.
Yeah.
Dateland.
Yeah. And boy, those were that was a great treat, you know. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, the fact that sometimes when we're going through the thing where we want snacks, right? I mean, some people will go and get these, and it cost a fortune for some of these gourmet chips. And they have even all these pretzels that are like, over the top, you know. But, you know, there's a craving that sometimes people want salty stuff, not just sweet, but salty stuff.
Yep.
What's a good substitute from your typical potato chips that you might buy in a supermarket versus something that's healthy for you?
You know, there are a few, not very many, but there are a few companies that are using coconut oil or, I think in moderation, avocado oil is all right for frying their chips. So whenever I see that option, I'll opt for that if I have a chip craving.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that I try and avoid, which unfortunately even in the health food stores, most of the chips are fried in what we call PUFAs, or polyunsaturated fatty acids.
Mm.
And they're the more fragile seed oils that oxidize and they go rancid easily and they're hard on the cardiovascular system. And so that's what I look for. So I'll see if I want a chip, if there's an option with coconut oil or avocado oil or even peanut oil is better than some of the other seed oil.
Something to look for when you're looking at ingredients, right?
Yeah, so I'll avoid canola oil, safflower oil, sunflower oil, even some grapeseed oil. Definitely cottonseed oil, soybean oil. Those are the ones that I avoid. They clog up the system. They're hard on the brain. They don't process through the liver easily, and they end up clogging up the arteries.
I was on a flight to Sedona, and they didn't have anything vegetarian. So they gave me three bags of, you know, not the big bags of chips, but the three small bags of chips. I ended up eating them all because I didn't have anything else. I got so sick to my stomach after three bags of chips. Really, it was the oil. You know, you're right. It was the oil. It just threw my whole system off because I hadn't eaten anything else but those chips, right? And I was like, whoa, I could feel my whole system trying to deal with that because I don't usually eat chips. I try to avoid them. I do like pretzels. I hate to say it. I've got a craving sometimes for pretzels, and I think maybe it's more the salt than the actual pretzels.
Yeah, maybe that salty crunch.
Yeah. Sometimes I like that. Someone told me, I think I read somewhere once, that if you want something salty, you've got anger issues. You've got the salt. Sometimes salty stuff is when you're trying to deal with anger issues. And it's like, well, maybe I was a little bit stressed and angry, and I don't know. But are there good salty snacks? I mean, are there things? I mean, I've seen kale chips, but I don't see them everywhere. Are there things that you have that you could recommend?
Sure. I love, like, we get these plantain chips that are fried in coconut oil with some salt. And ultimately, like, I'm a big fan of good salt. So even if I'm having, like, in Mexico, if you go to Mexico, pretty much any fruit that you get, they'll put a pinch of salt, maybe some hot sauce on there. Like, you know, you could be eating fresh jicama or oranges or apples. They'll put salt and hot sauce and a little bit of lime on there. And that's something we don't do so much in the States, but or cucumber, putting salt on your cucumber.
That's a good idea.
Sometimes I'll just even stick some salt under my tongue. Because here, especially in the desert, you know, we get dehydrated. We need those minerals. But what other crunchy foods? Crunchy, salty. Good question.
Well, speaking of minerals, by the way, I have to thank you because, you know, I take vitamins, but I do not take, and I haven't been taking enough minerals. So, and I got a really nice little liquid dropper of some minerals, and now I'm putting it in my water. And I have found a difference. I can't remember. It was a blue bottle with a pinch
of Ambaya Gold.
What is it?
I believe you purchased Ambaya Gold.
I like that. I like that. I can actually feel the difference with those minerals in my water.
They are super absorbable, and yeah, it's the electricity of the body that, you know, you need the salt to conduct the electricity. So it gives us more energy, and it just gives ourselves the building blocks they need to be able to do their jobs well, and it's pretty basic.
So what is the best thing? Because I know sometimes also when we're under stress and if we eat stuff that isn't really necessarily good for us. And I've heard also as you get older, you don't have as many digestive enzymes in your system, and that your system might have a hard time absorbing or digesting food properly. Have you seen that? And do you have anything that can help with digestion?
Yeah, I've heard it described as we have sort of a bank of enzymes, and sometimes we get a little low in the bank. That being said, I've also been told it's helpful to start a meal with using your own enzymes, so your body, you know, remembers to use your own first. And then to, you know, midway through or after a meal, take supplemental enzymes to help break down anything that was too much for you. So I thought that was interesting.
I had never heard that before. That kind of makes sense because you don't want to have to be dependent on taking something. And you don't want to just think, oh, if I'm going to digest this body, I'll take care of this with my little enzyme pills I'm taking. It's good to make your body do it first and then you add to assist it afterwards. I like that idea. That makes
sense. The same theory goes for, like, a lot of people are low on stomach acid. Because, you know, when we're under stress, we tend to be lower. It's sort of a cortisol response in stomach acid. And also bile flow, like breaking down fat. So stomach acid, you know, helps break down your proteins. So you need the bile for breaking down the fat. And for the breaking down the fats, you can take digestive bitters, which it's not the same as taking enzymes, but it stimulates your own body's bile production.
I'd never heard of that.
That bitter taste.
What so does it come in a pill form or what do you digestive? I've never heard of the
usually
bile.
Usually either a tincture or something you spray in your mouth.
Huh.
And you just need to taste that bitter taste, and that stimulates the flow of bile.
Huh.
Which breaks down the fat.
I had never heard that before. That's very interesting. So what brand would you, what do you have that you recommend getting for that?
There are several. My favorite tasting ones are Urban Moonshine. They I find to be tolerable and pretty pleasant. There have been a couple of companies that they're a little intense, which, you know, they do the job, but you're more likely to take something when you enjoy it, is what I've learned.
Yes.
So I recommend Urban Moonshine.
That's what I love about Interdependence Natural Foods there in Sedona, is the fact that I do find things that I enjoy it, and I think you're absolutely right. Of course, you're going to take something if you enjoy it. If you don't enjoy it, you're going to kind of not, you know, you may buy it, but it's going to be one of those things you put and it just sits there, and you sooner or later realize, well, maybe I thought it was a good idea, but I'm not taking it, right? I mean, I have a whole side of my thing with things that I thought, well, I know this is going to be good for me, but I'm not taking it, you know? And some of them I put money into getting those things, you know? Yeah, I mean, that's really important. So, you know, what about, okay, you know, I'm old enough where I remember when trail mix started, and then it just kind of took off, and now there's like so many kinds of trail mix, and my gosh, and they put everything in. So what is the function of trail mix? And, you know, again, I don't know if my system likes a lot of nuts and seeds and stuff like that. So what do you recommend as a kind of good trail mix? Because I know I love to hike, and you have the best hiking trails, I think, in the world in Sedona.
Yes, we do. I hear you on having a hard time digesting trail mix. So in the health industry, we see fads come and go through all the time. Some of them are great. One that I am glad is happening, a health trend, is sprouting things. So we're starting to see more sprouted granolas and sprouted trail mixes. Mm. And that's where, you know, you have nuts and seeds that you soak first and you give them a chance to activate.
Mm.
So like, for example, a sunflower seed, it's got protein inhibitors that keep the seed a seed until it's ready to sprout. And those, when we eat the seed, it's hard for our body to break it down because it's got these little inhibitors still intact. But when we sprout it first or soak it first and give it a chance to activate like it's going to grow, those little inhibitors come off. And some other good things happen too, like when we soak seeds and nuts, the phytic acid has a chance to come out, and then you can rinse it away. And phytic acid is an anti-nutrient. It actually takes minerals away from our gut, our GI tract. So by sprouting something, you're making it more digestible and taking away that phytic acid or the anti-nutrient. And so companies will sprout things and then they'll dehydrate them. So they're ready to be in storage and be stable to do that.
I have never, ever heard of that before. And you know what? That makes such sense to me. It really makes sense. And I have had some problems sometimes with my system with nuts and seeds and things like that, but I had never heard about the sprouting idea. But you know, I just, when you said that, I went, of course that makes sense. So what do you have that, what can we get and buy that is like that?
There are several companies that are doing sprouting. One of them is Living Intentions, and another one is Lark Ellen. They do both grain-free granolas and trail mixes, and they're both organic companies. Those are two that are coming to mind. There are others, like the company Gopal. They make all sorts of snacks out of sprouted organic nuts and seeds.
I've got to find those. I've got to get those. By the way, people can find you, of course, if they stop in Sedona at 2081 89A there, just down from the movie theaters in Sedona. But also, you're online. So I know a lot of people that might hear this that's online. And they can also call you. You're a wealth of information, Susie. I always learn a lot when I talk to you. The number there is 928-204-2185. That's 928-204-2185. And what's your website?
interdependencefoods.com.
interdependencefoods.com. That's interdependencefoods.com. And you know, I think that this staying healthy and enjoying it is I think that's really a key. And I think people can really find out that, like, wow, you can actually enjoy what you eat if you get the right things and treats and not feel guilty. Because I'll tell you the truth, Susie, when I stress out and I eat things that that I like sometimes, but I think they aren't good for me, I feel guilt on top of it. And I think that even makes it worse when you feel guilty about what you eat.
Yeah, that's no fun.
No. Yeah.
You want to feel good and feel good about it.
Yeah, absolutely. You want to feel good and you want to feel good about it. And that's what I like about your store. There's all these little exclamation mark treats that make you feel good and feel good about it. And I've been in a lot of health food stores. And I really, truly haven't seen a store quite like yours with the fun treats that you feel good about. And you feel good about it and you feel good as well. So I think that is the key there. So it really is. It's a true gift and to the community. And you are too. I mean, I can see your love and it's not easy being an owner operator, especially in these days. And I have to say you have a couple of really wonderful, dedicated, key employees who also are a wealth of information. And in these days, I mean, that's a real gift, isn't it?
Yes.
You know, it's not easy finding people and at all for staff, and let alone finding people who are fun and smart and who know what they're talking about, too.
Agreed.
Well, I thank you for your time, Susie. It's always interesting talking to you. I appreciate all your input and your knowledge, and we'll keep talking to each other and learning more about how you can enjoy and love staying healthy with the help of people who know how to do that. It's a fun adventure into health, and I thank you for making that possible.
Agreed. Thanks so much, Cindy.